highness regarding Suda HaMasekes, that one is not permitted to eat by the Suda HaMasekes in the Nair Tishbab after Chatzos, the last Suda that he plans to have. And Tishbab is a long day. Erev Tishbab is a long day. So let's say he plans to have lunch at Chatzos is 1 o'clock. He plans to have lunch at 1:15, and he plans to have supper later in the day. So the lunch Suda is not yet the Suda HaMasekes. Suda HaMasekes, the Gemara says, it goes cool in both directions, means the Suda after Chatzos, and it's the last Suda that one is going to have kindness regarding Suda HaMasekes, that one is not permitted to eat by the Suda HaMasekes. Suda HaMasekes means an Erev Tishbab after Chatzos, the last Suda that he plans to have. Tishbab is a long day. Erev Tishbab is a long day. So let's say he plans to have lunch at Chatzos is 1 o'clock. He plans to have lunch at 1:15, and he plans to have supper later in the day. So the lunch Suda is not yet the Suda HaMasekes. Suda HaMasekes, the Gemara says, it goes cool in both directions, means the Suda after Chatzos, and it's the last Suda that one is going to have in the day. So then there's a din with the Rabbanan, one is not permitted to have Shmei Tavshilin, two different Bachorim that were cooked. Let's say he has cooked fish and he has cooked spaghetti. So you're not permitted to have cooked fish and cooked spaghetti. One Machor you're allowed to have, you're not allowed to have two Machorim. And if you have things that are not cooked, so the stam, you can eat as many as you want. Nikir Adin. Gemara says the minhag is that we eat like the Tani, you just have a piece of bread and you dip it into ashes. You sit on the floor, these are minhagim. But Nikir Adin, you're permitted to have a meal just, you're not allowed to have a two-course meal of machorim that are cooked. And if you want to have raw fruits and raw vegetables or raw whatever, raw is okay. Just tapshilin is awesome. And you can drink all you want, liquor, I think, but you're not permitted to have yain, you're not permitted to have basa. The one michael that you're allowed to have may not be basa. Liquor, I think. We have a meaning, we don't have flesh the whole 9 days. And Ran in the Dharm quotes that there were some Bali Ateis that had a meaning not to have flesh the whole 3 weeks, not to have basa the yain the whole 3 weeks. But liquor, I think, Medina Mishnah, it's only also by the Suda Mavsek. So then the Gemara says, the basa, that's also, there's only calls Manshuk Ishlami. When you bring a korban shlamim, you can eat the basa yom v'layla and another day. Shnei yomim v'layla echad. So if the flesh is kishlamim, if it's within the first day and a half, shnei yomim v'layla echad, then it's also teeth. Let's say it's flesh in the freezer, it's cooked a long time ago, sitting in the freezer for a long time, in the refrigerator for a week. So then the ikaradin, you're permitted to have that by the Suda HaMasekes, let alone the whole 9 days. And our meaning is that we don't. Tosfos ready quotes in time, the minute is enough. And then Yayin Megito, Mikir Adin is Mutter, Ad Kama. So the Gemara says, calls Manchu, Tosfos, and how long is that? The Gemara says, Shlosha Yamin. The first 3 days when you squeeze it out and you make grape juice, then Mikir Adin, you're permitted to drink it by the Suda HaMasekes, it doesn't count as Yayin. And it's only also to drink by the Suda HaMasekes after the first 3 days. If one wants to know, what about over here, by the Ben Sorimar? Sorimar is only chayiv, he's only punished, only chayiv skila, if he has boss of the yayin. If one wants to know, and the boss has to be fancy schmancy gosser, that it should be, to become a gangster. So if the boss is less than kishlamim, is not so gishmak, so then for sure he doesn't have a din of Ben Sorimar. And one wants to know, is it taka the same as by the Suda HaMasekes? So the Gemara says no. The Gemara says over here, Alchot Mishim Yimshuchu, B'kol Shuhu Lam Yimshuch. If the flesh is more than, let's say when you bring a korban chatos, you can only bring the chatos Yom V'layla Ad Chatzos. Yom V'layla, Menatar Yom V'layla, Medirabbanan Ad Chatzos. So that's what the Gemara says over here. If the flesh is more than like by korban chatos, so it's already Yish. It's really not Nasib and Sarimar. Even though over there by Suda HaMasekes, if you say Kozman Shu Kishlomin, Ishneyamim, but over here by the Sarimar has to be even more Gishmak, and the most Gishmak is like a Hatas, Yom Belayim. And the Yain also, the Gemara says, Ad Nem Yom. There, the din is a difference between the first 3 days and afterwards. The Yain, the Gito, is only the first 3 days, doesn't count as Yain, and after that it does. And over here, it only counts after the first 40 days. Yayin that he has to drink has to be fermented yarn, fermented wine. After 3 days is also just grape juice. It's not yet turned into yarn. The Gemara says in Baba Basra that Nikir Adin, The Gemara says you can't say Ein Ami Kibushel Al Yain Haroy La Nasar Hagavi Hamizbeil. If you have wine that's not roy for Nisar Hagavi Hamizbeil, so the Gemara says you can't use it for Kiddush. The Gemara says, what do you mean? The Yain in the first 40 days you're not supposed to use it Al Gavi Hamizbeil. Like over here, the first 40 days doesn't count. It has to be Yain that's Meshaker. And nonetheless, the Gemara quotes a member that the Sechatot the Meshkel Shalom Navi, you can take a cluster of grapes, squeeze it out into a cup on the Erev Shabbos, and then say Kiddush on that wine. So how can you tell me that you have a member, the Amoraim say, you can only recite Kiddush over such wine, that's where the Nasach HaGavim is there. It's not so. That wine within the first 40 days is not where the Nasach HaGavim is there. And nonetheless, it is kosher for Kiddush. The Gemara says, no, the member goes only on Yain She'elo K'mochem. Only if the wine spoiled. Just like spoiled wine started to spoil. Just like spoiled wine, you're not allowed to use on Gavi HaMizbeach. So too, you're not supposed to use it for Kiddush. So the Gemara says that also for the Mizbeach, you need Dafki Yain that's Hasach Nesach Shechar Hashem. Has to be Yain that's Meshaker after the first 40 days. Within the first 40 days, isn't it? It's not the same as the Bible and Sarah. Yain Mevushal is the Machlekes HaRishayim. Yain Mevushal is the Machlekes. The Tosfos says they don't see what's wrong. The Gemara comes to the conclusion that the Yain that's no good for Nisach HaGavi HaMizbeach is no good, may not be used for Kiddush, is referring to Hela Kamachim. So Tosfos says that's all it refers to. Only Hela Kamachim if it began to spoil. But if it's Mevushal, and there's a Gzeres HaKosu that you're not allowed to use it for the Mizbeach, so that doesn't carry over to Kiddush. That's how Tosfos holds. And the Rambam quotes the Goyim who disagree. They say no, that Hela Kamachim is another din. But the basic din is if it's Yain Mevushal and it's not acceptable for Nisach HaGavi HaMizbeach, that's also no good for Kiddush. Yain Mevushal is no good for the Mizbeach. The Gemara says Dam Shebishloi. If you bring a carbon on the Mizbeach, if you shep the carbon in the Yazdoret, and you cook the dam before you zarek on the Mizbeach, so the Gemara says that it's no good for Zrika HaGavi HaMizbeach. Dam Shebishloi is possible HaGavi HaMizbeach. That's why we paskin, that's why Ashkenazim paskin in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramo paskin. Machaber is a question what he paskin. But the Ramo paskin that the Dam Shebishloi is only a Nisa de Rabon. There's no Nisa de Raita to drink the dam. And the Gemara says the same thing. Let's say you have a carbon and you want to be makta, you're supposed to be makta the Emurim HaGavi HaMizbeach. So if you cook them before you makta them on the Mizbeach, or if you broil them before you makta them on the Mizbeach, so then the Gemara says you're not yotze the mitzvah. Has to be raw. The yayin has to be yayin chai, can't be mevushal. And the dam has to be dam shaloi bishloi, and the flesh that you burn on the Mizbeach. Whatever the carbon happens to be, if it's an oila, you burn the whole carbon on the Mizbeach. If it's any other carbon other than an oila, so you only burn the emurim, the chaylev on the Mizbeach. So the chaylev, the Gemara says, if it's already cooked or broiled, before you burn it on the Mizbeach, so you're not yet to the mitzvah of Haktar. Everything has to be raw. So that's a machloikis. So we're showing right, that's a machloikis. The Rambam at the end of Hilchos Shabbos, when he quotes all the Bim of Kiddush, he quotes that from the Goyim, that Yayin Lehushal is possible, Gabi HaMizbeach. So who are the Nami that it's possible for Kiddush? Because he takes the memory literally, whatever is not acceptable for Mizbeach. Kol Yayin She'en Arod V'Nasach HaGav Mizbeach may not be used to say Kiddush either. And if you mixed in, if you have sugar in it, so that's the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Goyim. If you have sugar in it, you're not allowed to use it for Nisach HaYayin HaGav Mizbeach, because that's the din of Sora Drash. Tichol Sora HaDrash Vash Taktiv in memory Shev Hashem. So Drash, Rashi writes in Chumash, Drash includes Kol Mesikas Pri, any sugar. So if you would have wine and you would mix in sugar and you want to use that on a Mizbeach, that for sure is no good because you'll be over on the Yisus HaRadvash. The Machlek is the Ramam the Goyim is, what about to use Yayin Shir Rubo Mesikas Pri, if they mixed in some sugar, is that Potel Agabi Kiddush or not? What's the Shaila? So they say the name of Rabbi Abba Basalvechik. The Shaila is totally the 2 days in Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch clears the Shaila. That it says in Pit Makhtaris, it says, Mir Ilu ha'inos barkutu shol dvash, ein olam yochol ama mivnei recho. If we would mix in a little dvash into the Torah, then the rech would be mamish givaldik. V'lom ha'im barvim ha'dvash. So if the Torah says, he's supposed to add on whatever will enhance the aroma of the Ktoris, and that's why you add on more than the Yudah of Samamonim, you add on things that enhance it, because there's a cause of Rokach. Rokach means you mix in whatever is good for the Reyach. So, and Dvash is Givaldik, that would be Givaldik. So Lomay Gorim Bar Dvash. So the answer is given, because you're not allowed to. So you're not allowed to means that what? It says, if you mix with Dvash, it's possible. So the Minchaschinuch is not sure, what does that mean? Means that technically you can't use the Ktoris, because then if you'll be mocked to this Ktoris, the Han Dvash, you'll be in violation of the Aveir of Sorin Dvash, on the Dvashibo, on the Chelik Dvashibo. But it doesn't mean Psolo, that if you'll be mocked to the Ktoris as it stands by, you won't be able to the Mitzvah Ktoris. No. You'll be able to the Mitzvah HaKtoris HaKtoris, and at the same time, you will be in violation of the Aveira of HaKtoris Tzorot Vash, HaGabi HaMinbeh. Both, you'll have the Mitzvah and you have the Aveira. Or maybe I should say, no. Vindosan Bodvash Tzola means, if you have a Korban which has the Vash mixed in, so the whole Korban is a Korban possible. He's not sure what's the nature of the din. And dosan bodvash psola means the maisi, you can't use the ktor. How are you going to get out the dvash? You can't get out the sugar. You mixed in sugar, there's no way to get it out. So mainly you can't be marked to the ktoras agamiz dech, because you'll be in violation of the aveira of haktoras ha dvash. The ktoras will be kosher, but you'll have an aveira. Maybe it's a baba. Maybe okay. Maybe it will be mitzvah baba. What's the right of the rabbanon?
Maybe
we'll be mitzvah b'aveir. Yeah, maybe we'll be mitzvah b'aveir. You have to go to those gemaras to see. But they're leaving out the issue of mitzvah b'aveir. Probably wouldn't be. Leaving out the issue of mitzvah b'aveir, would the dvash be possible? So then Haschinuch is not sure. Maybe it doesn't really mean psalm means that the ktoris becomes upgepasel. It just means you better not be mocked of it, or you're going to have a problem of haktoras dvash on your hands. Or doesn't mean no. Maybe this aloha, korban that has a taruk, so for dvash, not only are you in violation of the isur, but haktoras hadvashibo, the whole korban becomes possible. That's how the Karadayr interprets HaGemara. He says that the Ramah, he doesn't refer to Minchas Chinuch, but he's probably before the Minchas Chinuch, but he, Menach, the Karadayr, teaches HaGemara like that. That the Gemara seems to say like that, the way the Rambam writes it, that a korban sheyesh b'sorat vash, the whole korban is possible. The whole korban is possible. So that seems to be the machlokes, is the Rambam negoinim. What's the din regarding kiddush? Do you carry over this din? Whatever yayin is not acceptable for nisach agabi hamizbeach may not be used for kiddush either. So Tosis says it only refers to helakamachim. Yayin shehelakamachim. If it's spoiling, if it started to spoil, so you cannot use it for korbanos, you may not use it for kiddush. And the Rambam quotes the Gaon that it's not so. It's not just the din if it's spoiling. Even if it's yayin shebishloi, which is akzeres hakasav, that is no good for nisach hagavi hamizbeach, huadinami, that is no good for kiddush. So the Rambam has a machlokes with the Gaon, what would the din be if you mixed in sorah dvash into the yayin? So the Gaon hold of that would be okay. That would be kosher, because the yisur haktorah, if you have a korban sheyesh b'sorah dvash, you only over the iser with respect to the sorah dvashibo, but not with respect to the rest of it. So the rest of it is really kosher and not sachagam yamizbeach. So by yayin, to make kiddush on yayin, what you're over in iser sorah dvash, there's no iser sorah dvash, you're not being makter agam yamizbeach. And you can't say that the yayin is possible and not sachagam yamizbeach, the yayin is kosher. You just technically can't pour it on the mizbeach, because then you'll be in violation of the iser of sorah dvash. And the Rambam disagrees. Rambam holds no, that a korban sheyesh b'sorah dvash, the whole korban becomes possible. So the yayin is yayin. Not only the dvash is an isur, the sugar is the isur. No, you're able to isur and nisach agavi mizbeach with the yayin itself. Yayin sheyesh b'sorah dvash becomes possible agavi mizbeach. Anyway, the Gemara there says if you soich a daughter meshkel shalom, that's the b'feirish Gemara. You can use grape juice for kiddush, you can squeeze it, means on Erev Shabbos, you can squeeze the cluster of grapes into a cup of wine, and you can use grape juice for kiddush. That's l'chol ha'deis. The machlokes in recent years, where they can use grape juice for kiddush, is because now the grape juice is treated in such a way that it'll sit for 40 days and it won't turn into wine. In days of the Gemara, if the grape juice sits for 40 days, it'll turn into wine. And that's why you're not supposed to use the grape juice, ad mem yom, you're not supposed to use it with nasa chagati hamizbeach, because it has to be derech shikrus, has to be mishaker, grape juice that's sitting for 40 days. And for kiddush, you don't need that, it should be immediately mishaker. That's not a problem. But the shayla is, maybe the grape juice, which only such grape juice, which was not treated chemically, which if you let it sit, theoretically, if you let it sit for 40 days, then it'll automatically turn into wine, so maybe that has a special yichus, that it has a special status, and you say, on that. But maybe if you take grape juice like they take now, and they cook it, and they add chemicals, and they alter the whole consistency, and it, even if it'll sit for 40 days, it's not going to turn into wine, so maybe that is shakal nevedvar, maybe that's not bar piagof. So that was, in recent years, that was the big machlokes. So the Knesset HaGedolah writes like that, because such a thesis in Nozer also sounds like that, the grape juice, which is oimed to become wine, also has the hashivas of bar piagof. But if it's not oimed to become wine, isn't it? And that's Rav Henkin paskin. And Rav Moshe paskin also. Rav Moshe held that even grape juice that's treated chemically, is also it will not ferment. It's not going to turn into wine. He held that it's also bar piagof. That was the big machlokes. Years ago, the first one who passed like that happened to be Professor Louis Ginsberg from the Jewish Theological Seminary. During the Prohibition years, when it was forbidden to manufacture your own intoxicating beverages unless it was necessary for sacramental purposes. So the Chassidim were all making their own wine, and they said it's necessary because if you don't have wine, you can't be Yotzei Kiddush and Abdullah and Abrakosis. So Louis Ginsberg, supposedly, that's how they write it up in the literature, masa to the government, that's in Ibtazai. That strictly speaking, you can use grape juice, so it's not necessary to have wine. So one of the rabbanim in Connecticut, who had learned by the Chafetz Chaim, wrote a commentary on the Sefer HaMitzvos La Rambam. Just gives Marma Kainik, so he doesn't really give too many comments. So every 15-20 pages, he goes off on a tangent and he writes a long footnote that has really nothing too much to do with what the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos. The only reason why they reprinted this Sefer HaMitzvos. The only reason why they reprinted it is because of these tangents, that every 20 pages goes off on a tangent. So one of his tangents about this, he has a whole attack about this issue. So he says that he's wrong. He says, Allah, that he's wrong. Okay. So Shailen did. Whether grape juice has the chashivas to recite the Bar Piagof and whether it's good for Kiddush and Abdullah, or not. Anyway, but for the Ben Sora Mora, for sure not. Ben Sora Mora will not become a Ben Sora Mora unless it's already meeting the Meshaker. If the wine is 40 days old, it has to Schneidzer happen there to start to become a gangster. And it has to be Bosser. The Gemara says chicken is not good, it has to be flesh.
Is there even a Lechatchila of wine connected with grape juice, or is it exactly the same?
No. The Gemara says it's perfect. The Kiddush and Adola, it's the same thing. Gemara says, Sechadot, the Meshul Shalalahim, Vaimarallah, the Kiddush Ayan. Far because it's Ramosha holds that Ramosha had a Kiddush, that it has to, you have to drink a toast. There are hairs on toast. So you don't, just like you don't make a toast on orange juice, you don't make a toast on tomato juice, you don't make a toast on grape juice. Even if it's grape juice that would be able to ferment and convert into wine. So that was Ramosha's Kiddush, yeah. Rav Moshe brought the raya from the raya they think zechan. Rav Moshe brings the raya from the Yerushalmi that one of the Amoraim, Agos Mami says, one of the Amoraim used to use wine with abrakosis, and he was sick from Pesach until Shavuot. So why, he says, that the shaila is, why did he have to use wine? Why didn't they just use grape juice? So maybe he was allergic to grape juice. Maybe he would get sick from grape juice also. That's what Rav Moshe says. That's a raya that he need after wine. So the manufacturers of Kerem wine said that the raya is Nishkin raya. They did that with the raya because they said that today we can treat grape juice in such a way that it will not ferment. But Bisman HaMaroi, Bisman HaGemar, they didn't know how to treat grape juice. And the grapes don't grow that season of the year. So the grapes grow in September time. So the grapes that they make grape juice on, you can't have grapes sit around for so long, the grapes will get ruined. So if they squeezed out the grape juice in September, October, so by the time came Pesach, will already convert into wine. There's no, it was impossible to have grape juice Pesach time. It just didn't exist in Mitzvahs. That's what they think Zachotirai. Okay, Ramosha says Mitzaraf Dvar, on our Rai is also good. Ramosha holds Mitzaraf Dvar, that's Abrakosis, you're drinking a toast. So it's Derech Eres, it has to be a Pesamidi de Meshach or something. Stam Yenam is the favorite in the Gemara, that the great Jews already have, if there's Maga Nochri and grape juice, that already has a din of Stam Yenam. That's the favorite. If you do the hamshaka, if you squeeze out the grapes, and the grapes are still there together with the juice, and you didn't separate the grape juice from the grapes, so then it doesn't yet have the din of yain. But once you started the process of separating the grapes from the grape juice, so that's called hamshaka, so then there is a din of maga nochri, that the maga nochri will asa. Mm-hmm. That's what the favorite is. Usually we assume that for Havdalah purposes of the Kiddush on Shabbos morning, if you don't have wine, wine is not matzah, so then you can say Kiddush on Chamar Medina. Friday night, we usually assume that you can't. So there's one opinion, even Friday night you can make Kiddush on Chamar Medina. But normally the accepted opinion is if there's no Shas HaTchak, so you can only use the Chavetz Chaim, I think, talks someone's in the army, someone's in the Polish army and the Russian army. So it doesn't have wine, so he discusses it. So let him say Kiddush Avraham Chala. But if it doesn't have Chala, so is it feasible? Is the chef to make Kiddush Avraham Chama Medina on Friday night? So he has such a discussion. How much of a Shas HaTchak do you have to have? We never have that. So by us, like the Grin, that you can use Chamar Medina as a substitute for wine. If wine is that much, if wine is available, so you're not supposed to use Chamar Medina. That's where Moshe has a whole tshuva about what qualifies as Chamar Medina. So at the end of the tshuva, he writes in the last paragraph, but what come on you? What part of the world do you live in? What are you asking a shayla? What's acceptable for Chamar Medina? Whenever wine is available, so you're not supposed to use Chamar Medina, not for Havdalah, not for Kiddush and Shabbos morning. So everybody has wine. If you don't have wine, so knock on the next door neighbor. Neighbor has wine. There's no Erev. So make Kiddush in his house.
That's it.
Oh, okay. If a person is allergic to wine, he's not allergic to Chamar Medina. Oh, okay. If he has a medical problem. Right. So some say, based on the Gemara, the list parak in Tzachim, in Arif Tzachim, some Gedolim, some Shulet Tzvarim say like that. Halachas Tanis, I think, and quote in the name of Rav Chaim Balozhin, that in order to qualify as Chamar Medina has to be a midi mishak. There has to be something that has funk to it, that has alcoholic content, that you can get drunk. Here, right, by wine, it doesn't have to be midi mishak. Grape juice, the Gemara says, is okay, except Talon Mizbech has to be midi mishak. Here, for the Ben Saramari, the wine has to be mishak. If he's going to drink the wine in life and that it's not mishak in it, but for Chamar Medina, for Havdalah, that's what a few Gedolei Acharonim in the Tshuva Svarim want to say like that. Based on the Gemara, the Gemara tells in Arvei Pesachim, the Gemara says that one of the Amoraim came from Eretz Yisrael to Bogel, and he didn't know what was going on there. So then they gave him some, they told him that they used to make beer from certain fruits. I forgot already. From certain fruits. So he ate the fruits and he got carried away. He got drunk from eating the fruits. And then he said, wow, this stuff is really gewaltig. This is good to make Havdalah of this. This is real Chamar Medina. Then the next day, he had a bellyache, a headache. He was really sick. So he says, oh, this is terrible. Why did they give it to him in the first place? He was complaining. But first, when he got drunk from it, so then he said, this is real good stuff. This is real Chamar Medina. So that's what the Acharonim says from the Gemara. It may possibly be mashma, not necessarily. You just say, it's a Hebrew mitzvah, such a gewaltig Chamar Medina, it's even mishaker. The Pashim Shah. But some Achrayim understood from that Gemara that you have to have Midi the Meshaker by Chamar Medina for Havdalah. So that's the Shaila. What qualifies as Midi the Meshaker? Let's say if you're going to say coffee and tea is not Midi the Meshaker. Nobody gets drunk. So they hold that you don't need Midi the Meshaker. Right. They hold you don't need Midi the Meshaker. Chaim Oizer and Rabbi Chana Basaman were brothers-in-law. They married the two sisters. So Rabbi Chana, they have in the biography of Rabbi Chana that he, when he came back to the yeshiva, he once visited by, more than once, but on one occasion he visited by Rabbi Chaim Moshe, and he came back to the yeshiva. He told the Talmidim that he saw the Rabbi Chaim Moshe and made Havdalah over burning hot tea, that he held that was Chamar Medina. He knows not made it in Mishraker, but he would say the Havdalah while it was burning hot. He would say, Abdullah, well, it's burning hot. It's not shy to drink it like that when it's so hot. So he asked him, so Rabbi Hanan told the Talmidim, he asked the Rabbi Chaim Moshe, why did he wait? Why doesn't he wait till it cools down a little bit, till he'll be able to drink it? What's the chokhmah to make Abdullah when it's piping hot, burning hot, and then later on you can't drink it, you have to take a little sip and wait a little longer and then take a sip. So he said, no, chamar medina means a mashke that you would be mechabit somebody with a sip. To be mechabit a guest with tea is only when it's burning hot. You don't give him the tea when it's half cooled down already. He's going to wait, the guest will already wait till it cools down in order to be able to drink it. But it has to be burning hot, that it should be qualify as chamar medina. So there was a discussion within the poskim. You say that many poskim hold like Rav Chaim Moshe, you say that Orcha Shulchan, many others, you don't need midah de mishakim. But on the assumption like the halachas ketanas, like Rav Chaim Balozhin, they say that you need midah de mishakim, based on that Gemara in the last paragraph of Rabbi Pesachim. So what qualifies as midah de mishakim? So they used to have a machon of the tzofnas paneach in the yeshiva. From the Ragat Shoda. So they were working out Sodom, because if there's someone, Xerox, someone, I think, made either microfilm, must have made microfilm of copies of all of the Ragat Shoda's head oris on the side of the Daf, and they sent it to America, and it was sitting in the Midwest for many, many years until Rav Mendel Kasher visited by these people in St. Louis, I think, a whole Samaita Pella. And he found all these Sodom, and he brought it back to New York, and he got Dr. Belkin to make a machon, and they started to print. They didn't print too much. They only printed on the Hamisha from Shetair and on Sanhedrin, Bob Mitzi, I think. But not too much. Very little came out. Maybe Makkah came out. Very little came out. So that when they put out on Sanhedrin, so I think the Ragat Shoda points out on this Gemara, on the bottom of Ayin Omen Beis, on the left line, the Gemara says that this son, the Ben Sarah Mora, only becomes a Ben Sarah Mora, only Chayv Nisa if he eats Basar and he drinks the Ayin. He has to show that he's going to grow up to be a gangster. He's a juvenile delinquent. He's just in the first couple months, the first 3 months after Bar Mitzvah. But he has to show that he's on his way to become a real criminal. So it says in the Mishnah, only if he eats basar and he drinks yayin. So the Gemara says, yeah. So the Chiddush is, even if he eats dvei lekilas, even if he eats such a fruit that eating the fruit makes him tipsy, makes him drunk, he doesn't become a ben tzermor. The Avacha says Dachke has to eat basar and has to drink yayin. So the Gemara quotes, as we know, that there is ochel basar, if loy ochel basar, he does not become a ben tzermor. Even though he ate a dvela kilis, he ate a dvela, a date from that certain area, kilis, and mashkele, he drinks dvash v'cholov, and dvash v'cholov can make you drunk also. In eating the veil of kilev can also make you drunk. Nonetheless, that's the halacha. The Ben Sarmar is only chayav misne that he has basa v'yayin. So the Gemara quotes, where did he get such an ayin from? That eating these veil of kilev, or drinking dvash v'chalav, makes you tipsy, makes you drunk. It's a midah de mishaker. As we have at Brisa, that there is, this is increases daf yad gimel. The Gemara there talks about the din that a shiker is not allowed to be makriv karbonot in the Beis Hamikdash. Of Bayas, the Gemara says in Tainus, that a kohen who's a shikur is not permitted to duchen even. Some of the dinim of hakrobas hakarbanos do carry over to duchen even. Most of the dinim do not carry over. Let's say a balmum. So balmum is not permitted to be makar of karbanos in the Beis Hamikdash, psukim in chumash. And mishnayis is a long, long, detailed mishnayis, the whole perek in chayrus. But that does not carry over to duchen. A balmum can duchen. It's just like zayim with the rabban. If he has mumi, the rabban of yodim rakum is not allowed to duchen. Because the Xer, the Mishnah has that people will look at his face and look at his hands at the time that he's duchening, and that's not proper. And then Rabbi Yosef Kar writes in the Shulchan Aruch that Bisman Azred, that the Kohanim started to cover the hands with the talus, there's no problem. So the whole Xer of the Tanaim and the Mishnah doesn't apply anymore. And we allow them to duchen even though they have a balmum, the part of the Yodav Rav, there's no problem. Because you can look all you want, you won't be able to see anything, because the Kohen has his hands all covered up. So the Gemara says, there in Tainus, that even though the din of Balmum does not carry over from Hakrobus Karbonus to Duchening, but the din of Shofar Avias does carry over. If the Kohen is Shikr, he's not permitted to Makar Karbonus, that's a Pasim Chumash, that din does carry over to Duchening. And how do they figure that out? How do you know that's a Mishnah like that? How did the Tanoim know that the din of Shikr does carry over and the din of Balmum doesn't carry over? The Gemara makes a drosha that Duchening, the parsha of Duchening, Kosarachas B'nai Tzolomer Lahem, and Chumash, Parshas Noso, and Chumash Bamidbar is right next to the parsha of Nazir. And the Nazir is not allowed to drink wine, so we understand by the smuchim that the Kohen who wants to duchen is also not allowed to drink wine. It's a drosha gemura deraisa, it's an asmachta. What is it? It sounds like an asmachta. Usually we don't darshan smuchim. You don't darshan smuchim, only a Chumash Dvarim, a Mishnah Torah. It's not the Bamidbar, it's not Dvarim. So that's a machloek disarishan, whether the Gemara meant it as a real drosha gemura, they call it the raiver, that seems to hold that it's a real din deraisa. The Kohen who drank or this wine is not allowed to duchen. No, that's all. It's only an asmachta midrabban. Whatever it is, so the shayla is here. So the Gemara has here on the last line, and ayin on the day is going over to the top of ayin aleph and now. So the Gemara increases when they talk about a Kohen who's drunk. He's not allowed to be makar of korban. So the Gemara has a whole discussion. Maybe you're not allowed a Kohen who knows what mishman he belongs to. So we can keep, every week the Kohanim switched. A different group of Kohanim would be the Anshe Mishma to be Makrav Karbanas that week. So, if anyone is keeping track, the Bai Sheni was Chorev almost 2,000 years ago. So if anybody was keeping track, we would be able to Cheshmanize how many weeks have gone by since the Churban Bai Sheni. And every, there were 24 Mishmaras, Chavdal Mishmaras, and every 24 weeks, Yechayza Chalili, start again. So the same Anshe Mishma have the opportunity to be Makrav Karbanas. So really, the din is, the Zman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYekayim, the Kohanim from that Mishma were not allowed to drink any wine all that week. The next week or the week before, for 23 weeks, they can drink all the wine they want. But their week, when it's their turn to be served, to be makro kabbalas, and based on Mikdash, the Kohanim from that Mishma are not allowed to drink. So the Gemara says, strictly speaking, whoever knows what Mishma he belongs to, who is keeping track, who knows which Mishma he belongs to, who knows what week it is since the Churban Bayis Sheni, nobody's keeping track. So one time it says that the Kohanim are not allowed to drink wine, the oil and void, period. Shemayheri Bana Migdush, they may build a base on Migdush now, and it'll be your Mishmar, and they'll need you to be Makar of the Karbanas, and you'll be Shikr. You will, not Shikr, Shikr, you just drank a Rebiz, and you're not able to be Makar. So it may turn out to be your Mishmar, and then you won't be able to be Makar of any Karbanas. And then the Gemara says that we don't pass like that. But the meaning is that we follow the opinion of the other time, that is not Shem Beis HaMikdush Kayam. So no one knows whom help, we don't know who belongs to which Mishma, we don't know whose Mishma it is, so we allow the Kohanim to drink wine all the time.
Don't they repeat themselves every year?
Every 24 weeks they repeat.
Not every year?
Not every year, no. Every 24 weeks. Every Mishma has twice a year. Some of them have three times a year.
Yes, some of them have three times a year.
Some of them have three times a year. Every 48 weeks. Yeah. Mr.
Brewer says very clearly that
Yashmir
considers the
Kohen Shushan Yash
and
Beel. That's the Machloikas Satanoin. That's the last line here. What if the Kohen is a Shikha Mishar Mishakri? He drank beer, he drank schnapps, and he's drunk from that. So that's the Machloikas Satanoin. To be chayiv misa b'day shamayim a shosui does obtain misa b'day shamayim. I think so. If a kohen is shikir and he does avodah, so I think elush of the misa. I think that's one of the people who is chayiv misa. His elush of the misa is pe gimel amid aleph at the seventh increase. The following people around 10 lines from the top. The following people are chayiv misa b'day shamayim. Shosui yayim shishimish. If he drank wine and he does hakrobas hakrobanas. Because it says the chumash below yom lustam. But what if he's a shikr misham mishakrim? So that I think, l'chol ha'deis, he's not going to be chayim misa b'day shamayim. The only machlokes hatanoim is he loika or not? That's why here on the top line, and ayin aleph and aleph, the Gemara has this machlokes hatanoim. If the kohen is drunk because he ate this dveil akilas, that makes him drunk. Or he's drunk because he drank, he had shoso dvash v'chol, v'nichnas l'migdash, and he does avodah. So one time it holds loike and one time it holds ena loike. That's the machloike satanan. Is there an isa deraisa or is there no isa deraisa? Misa deshamayim is only reserved for the one who drank yayin. That increases daf yud gimel, I think. But if it's a shikim, sham shakrim, machloike satanan, whether there's an isa deraisa or not. So we're machmer that the kohen who drank schnapps should not duchen. That's not simchas turn. A lot of shuls, they don't have any duchening by musaf. They only have, some have the duchening by shakas, some don't have at all. Because many shuls have a minute, if everybody gets an aliyah, goes and makes kiddush, And if he made his own kiddush, if he drank his own, even though he didn't drink any wine, but he drank schnapps, so that's a problem of shikum misham mishak. So here, the Tzafnas Panech points out that here, the Brisa gives an example of a shikum misham mishakrim, he drank milk. So you see that milk is a mibidim mishakim. So that's what he said. Huh? Oh yeah? I'm not familiar. So I remember the Rav told us that Dr. Belkin was once going with him in the car. They were going to some function together. So he told him over the latest chiddush that the Rabbanim told him from the Machon Sofnes Panei after working on this Dabayi. And he told him over that the Rav Shavah points out in this Gemara that L'chol HaNeis he can use milk for Havdalah. Even if you hold that you need Midah D'Mishaker, even if you hold that tea is no good because not Mishaker, but milk is Mishaker, state the fairish in Gemara. So the Rav didn't like this at all. He said, what do you mean? What kind of Midah D'Mishaker? He said, Midah D'Mishaker means alcoholic content. What's Takab Shat in Gemara? So he thought it must mean something else. So he quenched, he said, but over here, Shikam Misham Mishaker just means that he's a little drowsy. The Gemara says that if you drink milk, it makes you drowsy, sometimes puts you to sleep. Yeah. So it affects the mind that it's not as clear as it was before, but it's not an intoxicating beverage. He thought that...
I heard that they use, I think in Nepal, they use alcoholic
milk.
They use
fermented
horse
milk. Uh-huh. If it had... Because she put him to sleep, right? Because she put him to sleep with the milk, right? So in a certain, the Gemara calls it shikam misham mishakrim. That's the lashon of Gemara increases. The veil akilis and dvash v'cholav is misham mishakrim. So Rasa Lechi thought that that's Abdullah hatis mishken shaykes. That Abdullah needed, if you hold, you need Midah Mishakim. Many Paskim hold, you don't need. Rav Paskim hold, you don't need. But even if one wants to be Machmer, that you need Midah Mishakim, he thought that this doesn't qualify. He thought that it means alcoholic contact. If you say there's such a thing as milk that has alcoholic contact, it's good. So then it's Midah Mishakim. But Kozman, it doesn't have it. Kozman, it didn't ferment. Isn't it? Then the Gemara has a bit of a discussion over here. What was the Eitz Hadas? And I got it to him. So one opinion is the Eitz Hadas. Here, the last line, Rav Meir Omer, Ayin Amid Aleph. The Tanya, we have a brayso, Rav Meir Omer, Osir Ilon Shachal Adam Marishim Amen, or Geffen Hoyo. He says that it was a grapevine. Shein L'chodav, Shemevi, Yilol Aladam, Elo Yayin. All tzoris that man goes through is because people become drunk and they do things that they shouldn't do. So that's what happened by the Eitz Hadas. He ate the grapes and they became drunk, and that's the terrible tragedy of man, that he becomes drunk. Another Tanna Rav Yehuda disagrees, says Chita Hoya, and the third Tanna says that Te'ena Hoya. Each one gives a different makom. And then there are other midrashim that it was an esrog. Now, Soloveitchik once mentioned that they quote in the Maaseh Rav, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this from the Maaseh Rav, that the Gra had a minhag not to use grapes, not to eat grapes on Rosh Hashanah. Some people like to purchase grapes for Rosh Hashanah, for the second day of Rosh Hashanah, for the Shechianu. So he said that he was makri. He said the minhag of the Gra was not to have, not to eat grapes on Rosh Hashanah. So he explained it based on this Gemara, that the Pirkei de Rav Loza says that on the same day that Adam Rishon was created, on the same day he sinned and he ate from the Eitz Hadas. So when was he created? On Rosh Hashanah. So if you follow the view of Rav Meir, the Eitz Hadas was a geffen, it was a grapevine. So we want to stay away from grapes on Rosh Hashanah. To make kiddush, you have no choice. You're going to make kiddush on wine, for less bread. But to eat the grapes on Rosh Hashanah, darkness, we don't have to look for trouble. That's how Adam Rishon sinned, so we don't want to look for trouble. And then there's a fourth opinion, as we mentioned, the fourth opinion has it that the Eitz Hadas is a suggestion. Nobody was there. None of these Tanaim were there. So another suggestion the Tanaim had was that it was an Esrog tree. What's that? It's an Esrog tree. So that the Ramban explains, because the word Esrog is an Aramaic word, Nechmon. And it says the description of the Eitz Hadas was Nechmon Lamara. Nechmon Lamara. The Targum Onkelos writes on Nechmon Lamara, the Mirage. Lemechazik, so the verb dimerageg is the same, comes from the, not a verb, it's an adjective. So the word dimerageg in Aramaic is the same identical word as the esrog. And then the Rabban Chumash quotes, that's what it says in Aksubis. when you get married, it says in the Ksubin, we call Shvar Arag Nichsim Vikinyonim. So the din is, there's Idis, Beninis, and Ziburis. And the Ikara din, Ksubin, Zainan Niglis Elamina Ziburis. That's Mishnah is like that. Because you don't have to give the woman Beninis or Idis in order to encourage her, in order to entice her to get married. Tabla Mesa Tandu, the girl who's going to agree to get married, you have to give her some Ksubin, but you don't have to give her Idis. If you promise her Ziburis, is good enough. And nonetheless, our practice is, let's say, Mikra Adin, I'm only mechuyev to pay Ksuba Ziburis, but if, let's say, a Baal Choy, Mikra Adin is only mechuyev to pay Beinim. He doesn't have to give it. But let's say when he borrows money from the Loiber borrows money from the Malveh, he writes in the Shtar, and I give you authorization to collect from Yidis. So the Gemara says in Hanizdokin, a Shtar should cost about Yidis, go to Yidis. If the Baal Choy, if the Loiber wrote, and I give you authorization, I give you the right to collect Yidis, then he does have the right to collect Yidis. So what dynamic by Ksuba? Ksuba Sisha, Mikra Adin is only, she only has the right to collect Ziburis, but if you write in the document that I authorize you to collect from me, so she has the right to collect it. So that's our meaning. You write in Kol Shvar Arag Nichsa Mikinyon, and this lead chos Kol Shmaya, that she has the right to collect from Arag. Arag is the Mufchor, what everybody wants, the choice, that's the Edis. So that's what the Ramban writes. That's what the Ramban writes, that what prompted the Tanoim to suggest that the Eitz HaDaas was an Esrog tree is because the word that describes the Eitz HaDaas was Nechmad Lamare, and the Targum Unklus writes the Meragig Mamechazeh, and Meragig is the same word as Esrog. And then the Ramban has in the beginning of Lulav HaGozel, he has his Chiddush. He says that the Min HaTorah, the mitzvah to shake a lulav all over the world was only on the first day of Sukkot. It's only on the first day of Yom Tov. In the Beis Hamikdash, there's a mitzvah lulav nitol kol shiva in the Beis Hamikdash, because that pasuk concludes the smachtem lefnei Hashem lekeim shivas yom. So Ramban holds that mitzvah is smachtem, and the fact that we today shake a lulav all 7 days, that's a takonim in the rabbanon. After the second Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Rebbe Menzaka was the chief rabbi. So the Gemara says he made 9 takonis. So several of the takonis had to do with the fact that the Beis Hamikdash was just destroyed. Some of them had nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash, but several of them, quite a few, had to do with the Churban HaBayis. So one of them was that Lulav Nitol Kol Shiva, we should continue to shake Lulav all 7 days, Zechel HaMikdash. Because otherwise we're going to forget that such a thing existed, but there's a mitzvah to shake Lulav all 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash, because no more Beis HaMikdash. So he made that we should continue to shake Lulav all 7 days. So the Ramban is of the opinion, other Tosfos does not agree. The Ramban, in the beginning of Lulav HaGozel, is of the opinion that Lulav Kol Shiva is a different mitzvah from Lulav Yom Rishon. Lulav Yom Rishon is a mitzvah Netilas Lulav. Lulav Kol Shiva is a mitzvah Smachtem of Neshem Lekerechem. Nachkemin is that he tells that you don't need Shalachem. You only need Shalachem. Lachem, Shalachem. You need Shalachem is only the first day Yom Tov. By Yosef Chutzlor, it's the first 2 days Yom Tov. Machabe writes, second day Yom Tov is Machlokes in the Ritvo. Machabe writes Lalocha that you need Shalachem on the first 2 days of Yom Tov. In Chutzlor, you need both days, you need Shalachem. But the rest of Sukkot, so the Ramban holds, even in Mikdush, when it's Lulav Nitol B'Mikdush, Kol Shiva is a mitzvah min HaTorah, you don't need Shalachem. It's not that this mitzvah that Tilas Lulav applies for 7 days. No, it's a different mitzvah. There's one mitzvah Lekachtem, one mitzvah Esmachtem. So it's really a different mitzvah. So the Shaila is, if you don't need Shalachem, so maybe you shouldn't need Hodor either. So he says, no, Hodor in the Esrog. That's the definition, that's the Esrog. Oh, you're going to say you can use a lemon, you can use an apple? No, it's the wrong min. Can you use anything other than a lulav? No. Usmachtem is, but those mean it. So the Ramban writes in the beginning of Lulav HaGozel, in the Machamas, on the Rif, so he writes, you don't need Shalachem Kol Shiva, even in the Mikdosh, when it's deraisim. But Hodor you would need, because Hodor is intrinsic, that's the chetzah of the Esrog. That's what the word Esrog means. The Meragek Lemachzi, if it's not Hodor, so then by definition, it's not called an Esrog. That's what he distinguishes. There is a famous Gemara, the three different suggestions regarding what the Eitz HaDaas was, and the Medrash has the fourth suggestion that maybe it was an Esrog. In the Christian literature, they write that it was an apple. They always write that it was an apple. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that was simply a mistake, because they didn't understand the meaning of the word tapuach. That in Biblical Hebrew, there's a confusion. Biblical Hebrew, the word tapuach means a citrus fruit. That's a thesis in the last page, towards the very end of Tainus. So according to that opinion, that doesn't appear here in this Gemara, according to the opinion of the Midrashim, that the Eitz HaDaas was an Esrog tree, so there are Midrashim that describe it as a tapuach. So the Christians saw the tapuach is the way we have it in modern use. Tapuach means an apple. So he thought that that was just a mistake. That the apple was just a mistake from the goyim who didn't know the taisus at the end of time. The tapuach and tamach means a citrus fruit. It has nothing to do with an apple. Then the Gemara continues with more conditions here. In order to become a Ben Sarah Murray, he has to eat the flesh and the yayin with a chabura, shekula, shrek, and a bunch of gangsters. No one has any decency at all. A whole bunch of chaverim who are all no good. Frank Gemara Kasha, but the Mishnah says that there are two cases where there's no din of Ben Sarah Murray. Either he eats the bas of the yayin in a chabura shal mitzvah. That's it, they have the students for shchoidesh. The Mishnah gives an example. Or he's eating Maisa Sheni B'Yerushalayim. Or if he eats the Basa V'Yayin, which is not kosher, either B'Maka Mitzvah or B'Maka Maveira, either one or the other. The Mishnah gives an example. He eats the Velas and Trefish Katsim Ramasim, or Tevel, or eats Maisa Sheni B'Hek B'Shalayim Niftu, or Maisa Rishin Shalayim Niftu Tremasim. All the different examples, Tevel. Different examples of Averis. And the Gemara says it doesn't make a difference whether it's an Aver deraisa or an Aver derabanan. Gemara says on Amud Beis. What if it's, let's say, here, the last five lines on Ayin Amud Beis? So the Gemara says a Dvar Mitzvah is, the Mishnah says, if he ate the bus of the Ayin as a Sukkos Mitzvah or as an Avera, so he doesn't become a Ben Sarah Murray. So the Dvar Mitzvah, an example that's given is, he used to have a Sukkos Havroah. They used to give the Sudas Avra. So let's say in the middle of the Sudas Avra, he eats Bas of the Yai. He has to be alive. If either parent is Michael, so there's no din of Ben Sarabar. So the both parents have to be alive. He has to steal from the parents. And then buy, if he steals food from the parents, the Gemara says on the next daf, he does not have a din of Ben Sarabar. He has to steal. Pay the regular price. He also does not become a Ben Sarah Murray, only if he steals money and he finds it at the bargain rate. He'll purchase dissolved. That's on Ayin Amud Aleph, five lines after the Mishnah. He has to steal money from the parents and purchase it from a storekeeper who sells them at a bargain rate. And then, is that going to be over here? What, he stole money? And then he buys a Sudas Havroah for others, and then he's eating with them. So why is it his mitzvah? It's very unclear. But they made a seal for the Shloshim. Okay. It's a different thing. That's not called Tanchumi Avela. Tanchumi Avela. If you're going to pay the regular price, he also does not become a Ben Sarah Murray, only if he steals money, and he finds it at the bargain rate. He'll purchase dissolved. That's on Ayin Amud Aleph, five lines after the Mishnah. He has to steal money from the parents and purchase it from a storekeeper who sells them at a bargain rate. And then, is that going to be over here? What, he stole money and then he buys a Sudas Havroah for others and then he's eating with them? So why is it his mitzvah? It's very unclear. But they made a seal for the Shloshim. Okay. It's a different thing. That's not called Tanchumi Avela. Tanchumi Avelim, he has to give to the Ovel to eat. The Menachem and Maridi. It's a very unclear Nigmar. I'm not sure what it means. I'm not sure. So the Gemara gives us an example of a mitzvah de Rabbanan. Aver de Rabbanan, so they give an example of a mitzvah de Rabbanan. He eats at the Sudas Tanchumi Avelim. I don't know what it means. And the Aver de Rabbanan, he eats on the Tanis Sibur. That the Rabbanan would go on.
Why do you think he just brought it to them? And then once he went by it to them,
his eating is really not a mitzvah. Their eating was a mitzvah.
The mitzvah was he wants to bring the
so it's also potter. It's also potter. Okay. Could also be. That's what the Mishnah means to say. Whenever he was involved a little bit in doing the Dvar Mitzvah, even though the act itself that he's eating is not, he eats Maisa Shem Yerushalayim, is Nishke Mitzvah. What do you mean? He eats Maisa Shem Yerushalayim? What does it mean? So Rashi says, not that he stole from the parents the Maisa Shem. No, he has to steal money. by the basa de yayin. So maisa sheni has to grow from the ground. How can I have basa de yayin maisa sheni? The answer is no. He stole money of maisa sheni from the parents. He stole from the father cash of maisa sheni. He takes the money to the store and he buys basa de yayin. So since the kedushas maisa sheni goes over from the money onto the the kedushas nitras goes onto the basa into the yayin. So that's called the mitzvah. That's called the Suda's mitzvah. And here, you want to say the chiddush is, he stole money from the parents in order to give the Suda's avrot to the Sama Vela. And then they had left over, whatever, so then he eats with them. Even though that per se is not a mitzvah, he's eating, but still, it's part of a mitzvah. So he doesn't become a ben Soramar. There are two different reasons. When he does a dvar mitzvah, so we assume this will not lead him to become a mobster later on in life. That's not mamshich. When he eats ba'avera, that's... But when he not only steals from the parents, but he buys non-kosher, it's other rabbis, and then he's on his way, he's further on his way to do avers. So that the Gemara says, no, that's a pasuk. That the parents bring the kid to the Sanhedrin, to the Bezin, and they say, and then Shamea Bikolenu, he's disobedient, he doesn't listen to the parents, and the Gemara says, Bikolenu, below the Kol Shamokam. Agzeres HaKasa, that the only time, Agzeres HaKasa, the only time it becomes a Ben Tarmar is if he doesn't listen to the parents. But if he's violating mitzvahs also, violating averus also, then the xeris hakasa of the tzaramara doesn't apply. So the Gemara said that both by a mitzvah derabbanan as well as an averus derabbanan, you have the same din. As a mitzvah derais and averus derais. You don't have the din of ben tzaramara. So the Gemara gives the Mishnah gave an example of a sudas mitzvah, sudas rishchedish. What's the sudas rishchedish? The Gemara explains that these type of practice. In order to be, Rashi says, in order just to be, there's no mitzvah to have sudas for Rosh Chodesh, in order to be mefarsim, when Rosh Chodesh was, if Rosh Chodesh would be, if the Chodesh would be Molei, a month can either be 29 days or 30 days. We have a minute, if the month is 30 days, we have 2 days Rosh Chodesh. The 30th day, the last day of the previous month is Rosh Chodesh, and then the next day is Rosh Chodesh. That's the question that the 30th day of the month that just ended is Rosh Chodesh. What is that? It's Adin Derais, Adin Derabon, Machlech, it's a Rishayim. Pashtus is that it's only with the Rabban. There are some opinions in Rishon that it's within their eyes, 2 days Rosh Chodesh. So here the Gemara says that whenever you have a month of 30 days, and Rosh Chodesh is going to be on the 31st day, so then they used to have a Sudas Rosh Chodesh, used to have a special room that everybody in the community knew that they only eat the Sudas Rosh Chodesh when Rosh Chodesh is going to be on the 31st day. When it's a 29-day month, and Rosh Chodesh is going to be on the 30th day, only one day Rosh Chodesh, then they wouldn't have the Siddhas Rosh Chodesh. They only had Siddhas Rosh Chodesh the night following the 30th day. That's called, or, how's it called? Leil Iburoi. The Gemara calls it Leil Iburoi. Because the 30th day is that day that determines whether the previous month will be a pregnant month, or won't be pregnant, it's going to have 30 days, it's going to be 29 days. So that's called the Yom HaIbur, the 30th day. So the Or Iburoi, the Gemara is Loshen. Or means night. So the Or Ibur means Leil Ibur, the night following the Yom HaIbur. The Yom HaIbur is the 30th day. So the Brisa says, the minig is to be, they just had the garnishment garnish. They had passed dog on with kidneys. That's all. They would just wash and have a couple of bebelach and bench and sing mirus or shchaydish, whatever, and then call it quits. That would be the whole thing. So where does it come, Arayin? Where does it come, Bosaviyayin? Of course, he came to come as Ben Saramara if he participates in the Sulis or shchaydish. Mara says, no. Even though that's not served on the kuas, and this gangster, this kid stole money from the parents. And he comes there with his, and he took the money to the store. And he huddled with the storekeeper. This kid is only 13 in a month, in 2 months. He knows how to handle to get it dissolved, and he got the steaks, and he comes with his steaks that are half cooked and half not cooked, and he comes with this wine, this Italian wine, and everybody else is just eating the pas dog and the kidneys, but still, so Gemara says, since it's in the mizgeret, since it's in the framework of a sudas mitzvah, even though no one else is eating this bas of a yayin, still, that's the halacha that the einan aseh ben sarama, because it's not going to be mamshich. And then the Gemara said before, he only has a din of Ben Sarma Omer of a bow in the middle of Ayinu. He only has a din, the line begins with the tiny letter Aleph. Ein echad asheyochot b'chabur shekul ha'segen, has to eat it. If he eats it, if there's one normal person with the group that he's eating, so he doesn't become a Ben Sarma. Only if they're all lady kikev, sreik and empty. They're all Lady Kechever, Lady Gators, no one is normal there. They're all gangsters, they're all juvenile delinquents. If there's one normal person, isn't it? And nonetheless, the Gemara says, if all of these Lady Kechever, they're all doing a Dvar Mitzvah, so it's also not Mamsha. It's also not, he doesn't have a Dinam and Terma, because we cannot predict from this that he's going to lead to become a bigger gangster, because Safka Sof, he did participate in the Mitzvah. And Gemara says, I'm eating chicken, you don't have. Yeah. I'm eating chicken, I'm a rover, by the Tanya letter, hey. I'm eating chicken, you don't have a dinner of Ben Sermar, only bosa. Bosa means flesh. That's going to be mamsha. Chicken is not mamsha. Very markasha. But the Mishnah says, if he eats dreifes, so he doesn't have a dinner of Ben Sermar, because it says in the passing in Enesha Meir, the Koleinu, Vodobu Kolashamokam. He's disobedient to the parents. But it doesn't say he's in violation of the mitzvah satar. But if he's eating the vegas shvek shkosmer masim tevel and so on, ma'aseh shem hek shalay nibdu. That's ein shemeh b'kol shemokim. So that he doesn't have medina ben sermar. So one fake takasha. What does the word shkosmer masim mean? Shkosmer masim means oifis tmeim or shratim. So that's not the sabeima. So if he would eat oifis tahirim, there would be a dinam ben saramar. So how do you tell me that the dinam ben saramar doesn't apply for ochel besaroi? That's the Gemara's kasha, about eight lines from the bottom. I go on to man ochel besaroi shkotzim, remotzim ben nasa ben saramar, ha tohoirim, nasa ben saramar. What do you mean tohoirim? Tohoirim means shkotzim remotzim. Shkotzim means non-kosher birds. So if you eat oif tohoir, it's not shkotzim, then he wouldn't become a ben saramar. So you see we perish in the Mishnah, that an oif is an eating chicken. There is a din, or a muslim. There are kosher bugs and there are non-kosher bugs. Some of them are kosher, some are non-kosher. So you see, for the Mishnah, he does become a ben saramar who eating bostor of animals, which is not besar behema. It's not steaks. It's even weaker than chicken. Further removed than chicken. So the Gemara says, ki kana nami masnitz la hashlim. So Rashi explains a big chiddush. The Mishnah says, in order to become a ben sarah mora, it's not just that he eats akazayis of flesh. Akazayis of flesh is not going to train him to become a gangster later in life. He's not going to whet his appetite for the fancier things in life just by eating a little akazayis of flesh. He has to eat a big piece of flesh. Mishiyach, how does it say? A tartimar bos, and he has to drink a chatzi rug yayin. So the Gemara says, tartimar bos tar, doesn't have to be all flesh. Let's say he has 80% of the tartima basar is steaks. And then to be mashlim, the last 20% of the tartimar, for that he can have chicken. For that he can have the kosher grasshoppers. If you have some kosher grasshoppers, he can be mashlim the shir tartimar with other things also. But if it's dreif, if he was mashlim, 80% of what he ate was taka steaks, delicious kosher steaks. And the 20% that he was mashlim to make up the tartimar was shkotzim or mosim. So that's exeris hakosim. Then shemeh b'kalelo lo b'kalu shemokim. If he's in violation of an aver, he's eating treifis. So there's no dina ben saramar. But for the purpose of hashlomen, that would be good. Saroif and from kosher grasshoppers, that would be mashlim. That's how the Gemara says. Based on kosim.
How do you measure the shlumah?
Probably, I imagine either 51% of the tartima is steak, and the rest you can be mashlim with other things, even though they're not really steak. Pasuk is eyes. Yeah, the stana means anything more than 50%. Why should it be only a kazai? I don't know. Stana means anything more than 50%. You can be mashlim from the other things. Then the Mishnah continues, Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, that the din only applies, he steals cash from the father, and then he doesn't buy the food and eat it under his father's nose in his own mother's kitchen, at his own home. No, that's not going to be mamshechim. He's going to be hiding all the time from the parent that they shouldn't catch him. So he has to steal the money from the father, and then he has to eat b'shus acher. If he steals from Achim and he eats b'shusav, he's not chay. And if he steals from the father, he eats b'shusav. The father is also not chay. It has to be dafka like this. Steal the money from the father, purchase, he has to bargain down the price by the storekeeper, he has to get it bezol, the yayin and the boss who gets it bezol, and then he eats it b'shusav. And then there's a machloikis hatanayim, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah says he has to steal from the father and from the mother. So the Gemara asked Akasha, how can you steal from the mother? Frag the Gemara, Masha Kansa Isha Kana Baila. What's exactly the Kasha? This is a din with the Rabbanan. On the level of the Raisa, there is no such din. There is a din there. Tyson points out in the first paragraph in Kedushin, there are two dinim. One din is the Raisa, one din is the Rabbanan. Kol Masha Kana Ebe, Kana Rabba, by an Ebe Knaini. Kol Masha Kana Ebe Kana Rabba, that's a din the Raisa. Masha Kansa Isha Kana Baila, that's only a din the Rabbanan. That's not a din the Raisa. And there's a big difference between, there are a few differences between the two, Tyson points out. Tyson Kedushin points out one obvious difference. Let's say the Odon wants to give ownership to the Eved Knaini. So he gives him $100 and he says, here, this is yours. And even though this is Din Kol Masha Kana Eved Kana Rabba, I'm a Reichel, I'm a Vater, I want you to be kind of the $100 bill. So the Gemara, Tyson says, but the Gemara's Mashma, it just doesn't work. It's like taking money from my right hand, putting it into my left hand, I say, I want my left hand to be kind of the money. My left hand, my right hand, it's all me. So the Eved Knaini belongs to me, Kishori Vahamori. And any moment, any pruta that he has, belongs to the Odin. There's no way he's not treated as a separate Balaam. He cannot have his own chasm, even though the Odin wants to give it to him. So, but Gonish Telfin, as opposed to the wife, Taisa says, first of all, the whole Din, Kol Masha Kana Baila is only a Din with the Rabbah. And secondly, here they quote, Anayin Aleph and Manalev. Taisa quotes from Bava Basra, Cheskes Habat, and Daf Nun Aleph. So the Gemara says, if the Baal gives a matana to his own wife, Baal Shanas Matana Lish the Kansa, then about the Chateris, because the whole din is only with the Rabbanan. He can say, L'nichalei b'tach kansa the Rabbanan. Rabbanan meant that with Tevasi, they gave me a chus moment, that any moment that comes to your hands, I acquire ownership of it. So the husband says, I'm a vater on this chus. I want to give you a matana. So if the Baal gives a matana to his wife, that solves the whole problem. So then that's what Taisa says, what's the whole Gemara's question over here? The Gemara is asking a kasha on the Chumash. On the Chumash, there's no kasha. How is it possible for Rabbi Yosef or Rabbi Yudah to insist that the kid should become a Metzera Mor by stealing from the mother and from the father? Take the Gemara kasha. How can the mother have any property? On the level of the Raisa, that din doesn't exist. That's only a din of the Rabbanan. The Gemara's kasha was on the level of the Rabbanan. How can the Mishnah record the din, but already this man a Mishnah? There already was a din with the Rabbanan Kol Masha Kansa Isha Kana Baila. So the truth of the matter is also not a kasha, Taisa says. Abashin Asamatana Lishta Kansa, Vena Balechal Peres. The husband gave his wife $100 bill. And he says, this is yours, you can do whatever you want with the money. Do whatever you want. Go shopping, keep it, whatever you want, doesn't belong to me. So there's no problem. Or the Gemara could have answered simply, the husband and the wife are divorced. What is it saying to the Chumash? They have to be married to each other. It says the parents bring the kid to bed and they say, the father has visitation rights. What the father has him on Shabbos and Yom Tov, the mother has him on the weekdays. He doesn't listen to the father, doesn't listen to the mother. He steals money. We understand why he's a troubled child. The parents are divorced, then they keep on taking him, shuttling him back and forth. And the father, he doesn't listen to the father, he doesn't listen to the mother. He steals money from the mother. The mother is no more Majikon Tishikon about it. One could have given such a case also. The Achrayim talk about the kasha, the Achrayim talk about it. What was the Gemara's kasha? There's of that they have to be married. But the Gemara asked that kasha. Frank the Gemara, Imam in all law, how does she have any money? Mashikon, Tishikon, by law. So the Gemara says, and you can't say that there was a Suda Hamukhenes, Le'ovivulima, that there was food that was prepared for both, and somebody was makna this, b'matona, to the father and to the mother. Because the Gemara said before, he has to steal money from the father and handle, he has to negotiate with the storekeeper, with the chenveni, to get it dissolved. If the kid doesn't know how to handle yet, then he's not going to become a Betzora Mora. Has to succeed in buying it dissolved. So if he steals the flesh, he steals the steaks from the parents, he steals the wine from the parents, he doesn't become a Betzora Mora. He has to steal money. And then buy dissolved. Then he has to handle with the storekeeper. So then the Gemara says, if somebody gave her a matana, and for the Gemara, da'akni lo'ach, ramal amarashen le'balach v'shus b'ayin. If somebody gave a matana to the wife, Tetzis says, what do you have to give if someone else gave a matana? That's a machlokes in the end of Nedorim. Tetzis quotes from Kiddushin, Dafchav Gimel. In the very end of Masechet Nedorim, that's a machlokes in the Gemara. If somebody gives a matana to a married woman, or somebody gives a matana to an Eved Knaini, similar, not identical, one could, Taisa says in Kiddushin, and Dafchav Gimel, one can distinguish. You can say that by Eved Knaini, since it's a din deraisa, so there's more reason to say that the Eved Knaini is not common. But the Gemara puts the two together. So the Gemara has a machlok is what's the din? If a third party gives a matana to the other kanani, on the condition of somebody, a third party gives a matana to the married woman, he gives $100. Does that help or not? So Tosis writes on the top line that that's a machlok is Rav Sheshes and Rav Alova. Machlok is Amarek, whether it helps. Our Gemara assumes that it does help. The Gemara says, a third party gave a matana to the married woman of Amalon. He says a condition, the Gemara assumes that that helps. That's really a machloek is Amarek, whether that helps or not. Shaila Yeruday, Hilchas Nador. How are we paskin on that? On that issue.
Why does it work? Why does it work?
Tonight, Masna Mashikos Batar Bedavish of Imamin. Masna Mashikos Batar Bedavish of Imamin works. Masna Mashikos Batar means you change the laws of the Torah. Obviously, change the laws of the Torah. Let's say a person says, Harini Nazir, on the condition that I'll be allowed to drink wine. So you should really be able to create such a nizdiris that he's allowed to drink wine. Or let's say a man marries a woman and she's afraid he's going to the army and there's something, they get killed and she'll need chalitza from the brother. She'll become an almana at a young age. She'll need chalitza. She won't have any children. So she wants to get married on the condition she shouldn't have to have chalitza. So theoretically you should be able to do that. Harem kudeshusli. Normally there is a din of chalitza. But if you make a tanai, so tanai, you have the ability to change the laws of the Torah with a tanai. Except that's Allah. Hamas mashkaz b'Torah. Tanai batal ma'asikai. But if it would have been a davish of a mammon, then it would be able to be done. So let's say somebody gives the matana to the Eved Knaini, Hamanas, so the din is called mashikai and Eved Knaini Rabbah. But then he says, this matana should belong to you on the condition that the din ha-Torah shouldn't take effect, that the Yodim should not acquire ownership, it should belong to you. So that should be Masna Mashkas Batar B'Dovash in the moment. I should say Tanoi Kai. Theoretically, you should say Tanoi Kai. So why is there an opinion in Gemara that it's no good? That's the question. How come there's an opinion in Gemara that it's no good? It should be L'chol HaDeis that it should be that it is good. That's how we pass it. Yeah, Machlek Zamei Rav Yudah. Machlek is Hatanaim, Ramei Rav Yudah. Yeah, the original Machlek Zamei Rav Yudah is the case a man gets married, and he says, Harem Kodeshusli, on the condition that I shouldn't become Mukhayyif to give you Sheikh Sisviyah. Normally, the Torah says when a couple is married, the husband is Mukhayyif to support the wife. He's Mukhayyif to give her food and clothing and a place to live. So he says, Harem Kodeshus, on the condition the Shibudim of Sheikh Sisviyah are not Chalat Kiddushin, it's Chalat Nisuit. So it's a little bit inaccurate. The Gemara says, Harem Kodeshusli, he just gives a ring, Kodeshus. No one who has Kiddushin is Chayv and Sheikh Sisviyana, not only it, no one is Mukhi. But it means Harem Kodesh is on the condition that if and when I'll do the Nisuin, I should still not be Mukhi and Sheikh Sisviyana. It can't make the Tanai later than Nisuin. The Gemara says in Yivamis, there's no Tanai than Nisuin. Because Nisuin is a milsa de leitza, the shlichas leitza, the Tanai. Nisuin, you don't need the das to accomplish Nisuin. So the Gemara is mashma in Subis, that you can't make a Tanai than Nisuin. But what you can do is you can make a Tanai and Erisin that will continue to remain through Nisuin. Usually we assume that if a man does Kiddushin ala Tanai and then he does Nisuin, he's going to live with the wife. So usually we say, Eilan Masa Bilos Bilos Nus. What, he wants to live with the woman even if she's not going to be married to him? A normal person doesn't want that. A normal person is not a Paris, doesn't want that. So we assume that he's Moichal on the Tanai. If Kiddush al Tanai, the Kiddush al Tanai, the Kinsastam, and he does Nisuin, and he doesn't say, I'm doing the Nisuin still on the old condition, I still want the old condition. So then, if he doesn't say that, Kinsastam, he just does Nisuin, he doesn't say one way or the other, so we assume, Eidan Amazda Bilos Bilos Nus, and he meant to be Mevater on the Tanai, wants the Kiddushin to be Chal, even if there won't be a Kima Tanai. Yeah, but let's say, he does say explicitly, I want the old Tanai. He made the Kiddushin al Tanai. He says he wants the Tanai to be Kaya. So then, Anachanami. So the Tanai will still be Kaya. If it'll turn out there'll be Bidla Panai, there'll be Bidla Kiddushin, it won't be married. But you can't make the Tanai during the Suin. The Tanai has to be made on the Erisin. You can make Erisin al Tanai, and then Kiddushin, and then when you make the Suin, you just reiterate, and I'm not Mevatar al Tanai. Normal people are Mevatar al Tanai, because they don't know how to be Los Abilos Nus. He says, I don't want to be Machal al Tanai. But if you make Kiddushin Stam, then you want to make Nisuin ala Tanai. So you can't, the Gemara is Mashma, you can't make Nisuin ala Tanai. Because Nisuin, Melchul, the Leis of the Shlichas, is Leis of the Tanai. So the question is, let's say, so a man says, Hariyat Mekudesh Aslih, on the condition that if and when we will complete the Nisuin, I should not be Mechuyif to give you Sheikh Susu Yen. So that's the original Machalek Zerameir of Yudah. The Masa Mashkaka Betavid Abishim and Mom, and Tanoi Kaim, not Tanoi Bok. So we pass them like Rav Yudah, that Tanoi Kaim, that it is good. So how come here there's a Machalekas? Everybody should agree, that's the Rajbo's Kashmir and Kiddush and Nafchot Gimel. Everybody should agree over here that if somebody gives a $100 bill to the Yevik Naini, or someone gives a matana to the woman is only a din the Rabbonah, the Yevik Naini is an issue of their Isa. But if a third party gives money to the Yevik Naini or to the married Isha, and he stipulates, Amunah Shehen Le Bailach Rishus, Amunah Shehen Lech Lahotin Rishus, so why not say B'davashim Imamim Tanoi Kai? No, but that's a machlekes amaroyim. We know we pass it. Rami Rav Yudah, Alach Rav Yudah. No, we know we pass like Rav Yudah. We know we pass like Rav Yudah, and it's still a machlekes amaroyim. So that's what the Rashba asks in Kiddushin. So the Rashba has an original interpretation of the Gemara. He has a fancy interpretation of the Gemara. He says, when you make a Tanai, when I make a Tanai, you have to have the agreement of the Bailim on the Tanai. When I give the matana, let's say if I sell an automobile to you, I have three automobiles. So I sell you an automobile, but I don't know, the automobile that I'm driving, the two other ones that I have are inkanunta, they're ready to conk out. So I would say, I'll sell you this third automobile on the condition that the other two don't conk out within a month. If they fall apart within a month, then I don't want the sale to be valid. So you can make such a tanai. That's legitimate. So the Rashba writes that tanai has to be agreed upon, just like the kinyan has to be agreed upon by the mocher and by the loker. So the tanai and the kinyan has to be agreed upon by the mocher and by the loker. Let's say I give a get to an isha. So I give the get on the condition that it snows tomorrow. If it doesn't snow tomorrow, the get is not valid. So you don't need, the woman doesn't have to agree to the get. The get can theoretically be given by Korcha Shal Ishas, but she doesn't have to agree to the Tanai. She's not a Balbos on the Kenyan of the Shtar. You don't need a Das on the get. You don't need a Haskom on the Tanai either. But let's say for Kiddushin, we need Das Abal and Das Lishas, so you need Das Abal and Das Lishas on both the marriage and on the Tanai also. Let's say the boy says, Harayat Mukudash Asli, on the condition that it snows next week. And she says, no, I want to marry you, but I don't like that condition. He says, no, I only marry you on this condition. She keeps on insisting, no, I want to marry you without a condition. He says, no, I'm only marrying with a condition, as I'd like this. And he gave her the ring. So who wins? So what's the din? So the Rashba, Sigmar never talks about it. So the Rashba says that it's only a good tanai if all of the people whose das is needed agree to the tanai. If the Isha says, I agree to the condition, but I don't agree to the tanai, the Baal wants Kiddushin with the Tanai, and the Isha is only masking to the Kiddushin, he's not masking to the Tanai. So the Rashba writes a Chiddush that Tanai is not valid.
The Maisha is Kaya, or the Maisha is not Kaya?
He says that Tanai is not valid, so it's Tanai Baal Tla Maisha Kaya, so the Kiddushin is Chal, even if it won't snow next week. Even if it doesn't snow next week. It's a Chiddush. It's a very big Chiddush. The Chosin says, no, but he keeps on insisting, but I only agree to marry you on the condition. And the Kala says, no, I agree to marry you, but I don't want the condition. So I would have thought there is no Das HaBaal. The Baal only agreed if it snows. If it doesn't snow, not. Well, for whatever reason. So the Rashba says, no. The Rashba Kedushin says on Das Chav Gimel that a Tanai only has the status of a Tanai if all the parties involved whose Das is needed are masking to the Tanai. If you don't have Das, all of the Baalim to be masking to the Tanai, then the Tanai is not valid. So she agrees. If she doesn't agree, so there's not going to be a machlokes satanai. So it's going to be tanai bottle or maisekam. So the marriage will be chal even though he doesn't want to obligate himself. But if she says, no, I want a normal marriage, and he keeps on saying, no, I want to marry you, but I only want to have the benefits and I don't want to have the obligations. And she says, no, so then there's nothing to discuss. There won't be a machlokes satanai. That's what the Rashba claims. Oh, so now the Rashba says by Yevik Naini. The third party who gives the matana to the Yevik Naini. Oh, so the question is, who's the other Bailim? No, it's not his guilt. The third party gives the $100 to the Yevik Naini. So the Noisen HaMatana is giving the $100. He says the gift is given Allah tonight. The Yevik Naini is masking to the Tanai also. But the other didn't agree to the Tanai. The other didn't agree to the Tanai. So the Rashba writes like this. The Shaila is, when you give a matana to the Avikanaini, so the Avikanaini is kone for a moment, so to speak, and then after he acquires ownership, then it transfers over to the Yodam. And then it goes directly from the third party to the Noisan, from the Noisan Matana, goes directly to the Yodam. A Hakira in the Rajbo. So he says, this is the Nafkamina over here. This is the Machloek Islam Aroim. If it goes directly from the third party to the Yodam, then the Yodam is the other Bailam. So you have to have his Haskama to the Tanai. He doesn't agree to the Tanai. He doesn't know what's going on. Bechlav, the Yodan is at home. He doesn't know that this third party is giving a gift to his Devik 90. So the Yodan is probably not going to agree to the Tanai. If the Yodan would be very agree to the Tanai, the Rajmas and everybody would agree that it would be good. If I give a matana to the Devik 90 in the presence of the Yodan, I'm not Shayla Rabbah Rishus, but the Yodan says, Maskim, I'm happy, I'm satisfied. So then the Rajmas says, everybody would agree that it would belong to the Devik 90. He says, the whole machloekis only is, the Odon is not around, so he never agreed to this, and we should probably, as though he ain't going to agree, he doesn't want to agree. Why should he give away $100? He wants to get it. So the Rashba says, that's the machloekis in the Gemara. You say that the two Bali Dvorim are the Noisen Hamaton and the Odon, so the Odon is not around to be masking, so the Tanai is not meaningful. But he say, no, the gift is given to the Eved, and first the Eved acquires ownership, and then it goes over to the Odon. So since initially the gift goes to the Eved, so the Eved is the other tzad, the Eved is the other baldover. So both baldovim agree to the tzad, so it's a valid tzad. That's the Rajba's pilpul. Rajba's a shtikal teire. In condition not called Yimel, like a Rosh Hashiva. That's the machlokes that he wants. That's a pillar. The Eved doesn't have a yad, so you have to... I don't know. The Eved doesn't have an independent yad. So how can you say that he's kind of for a moment and then it goes to the... I don't know. No, but he says the Eved doesn't have an independent yad. So how can you even say he's kind of for a moment and then it goes over to the yad? How can it go? A teller? I don't know. I'm not sure. Huh? That what? That's a shadow. Maybe it means komash also. I have a maisikini. Maybe whatever the Eved makes a Maisikinyan on goes directly from the third party to the Yodam, but how can you say the Eved acquires it even for a moment? How can it be? Did it acquire? But there is no his. He's asking, there's nobody there. Okay, that's the Shaila. How do you understand? Anyway, that's a famous Rashi book, Kiddushin Daf Chav Gimel. He gives a hanoche that the Tanai is only has the status of a Tanai if the both all the parties involved are maskim to the Tanai. And this is the Shaila, who is the other party? Who's the Tzadcha connected? Is it the Yevid or is it the other? Anyway, that's the machlok of Satanai. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah says in the Mishnah and Daf Ayin Aleph and Aleph that he only has the din of the Ben Sarimur if he steals from the father and from the mother. And the Gemara asks, that's good bidman hatanach, but after the Chachamim made a din de rabbanan mashkas ishkana baila, how can you still have a din of betzer amar bidman hazeh? We weren't going to say later that Tanaim said there never was and there never will be a ben seramar. So what's the whole kasha? After they made a din de rabbanan, how can you have? They never had a ben seramar in the history of the world anyway. Alright. But the Gemara is asking, how can the Mishnah record such a din, as if Kiilu, such a thing is possible? After the other Mishnayis and Ksubis record the din of Kamashikan to Ishikan Abayla, so the whole story is impossible because of this issue. How can it be going to Mishalimo? That could be. How can the Chacham make a din de Rabbanon that will do away with the din de Raisin? So the Gemara says, no, even after the din de Rabbanon, it's still possible. That could be. Then the Mishnah continues. The next Mishnah says the only time you have a din of a ben sora mar is if the both parents bring him to the bezin. They say benayim is this a rare mar. They both want to press charges against him. If the father wants to kill him and the mother loves him, she says no, it's my son. She doesn't want. But the mother wants to kill him. The father doesn't want. So he doesn't have a din of ben sora mar. Achiyush neimrots. Yeah, the Gemara has later. They can be moichel also. If the Marvel, that's based on the din, because the Bezna Chumash, they bring him, the Tavsub Ovi Vimo, they bring him to the Bezna, and they press charges. B'nei Nezeserer Marev. They don't press charges, is Nish. Not Mechayiv too. That's why it's highly unlikely that it's never going to happen. Rabbi Yudah comes up with a Chiddush in the Mishnah, Lo Hoysa Yimah Ruyo Liyavit, in an asad in sorer umore. The din only applies if the mother is ruuya for the father. Preg the Gemara, my ena ruuya. Right after the second Mishnah, nine and a half, what do you mean if the mother is not ruuya to the father? Doesn't mean that it's not shaykh to have tvisis kiddushin. Because the father and the mother are brother and sister, chavi krisis. Or the father and the mother, let's say, are a father and a daughter. So not only chavi krisis, chavi krisis bezden. And this kid is obviously a mom's there. Yeah. So the Gemara says, so what? So the parents are not married. You see, the parents don't have to be married. That's what the Yosemite says. You see, the parents don't have to be married. Because the Gemara says, so, what does it bother you? Abu and Ninu, the Ime Ime Ninu. The father is a father and the mother is a mother. The kid is a mamzer also. On top of the kid is a mamzer also. Gemara says, so what? Gemara says, no, what Rabbi Yehuda meant to say is a different thing. If the mother and the father are not a perfect match, really, Yaviv does mean halachically ruuya, that she's permitted to be married with the father. No, she doesn't have to be permitted. It can be a brother and a sister living together with an Issa Kares. And there's no tvisis kedushin at all, and there's still a din of ben saramar. Gemara says no, it means that they have to be the same height, and they have to have same facial features, have to have the same voice. Everything should be exactly the same, and that's why the Gemara says ben saramar lahoy v'loyasaliu. How can it be that the father and the mother have the same height?
Could be twins. They could be
a brother and a sister. So the Bach on the side of Nois Aleph says that if a man has a woman's voice, a woman has a man's voice, then they're not roy lahoy lit. Man has a woman's voice, it's a simon that he's a saris, and that's not 100% simon. If the woman has a man's voice, it's a simon, also not 100% that she's an islander. That's what the Bach interprets over here. Okay, that's a problem, exactly what does it mean? So this Gemara, the Or Sameach points out another thing, points out, number one, you see from this Gemara that the parents don't have to be married. It says if the brother and a sister, they have a child who's a mom, so the parents couldn't have three sins kiddushin. There's still a din of Mem Tzaramar. Then he points out that the famous machlokes, the Rambam in the Torah, the Rambam writes with the din of Kibud Av V'Aim applies even if the father is a Russian, even if the father is not a Shem HaMitzvos at all. And the Torah disagrees, based on the Gemara in the first daf in Ezel Neshech, that the Gemara says that if the father was a loan shark and he made a lot of money by taking ribbis, so after the father dies, so the children, out of respect for the father, out of Kibud Av, they should really give back the ribbis, in order that people shouldn't say later on, the father made all of his money on ribbis. They should give back all the ribbis. That's what it says in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? The father took ribbis, the father was a Russia, so what kind of kibbutz aviyim? There's no Russia. If the father wasn't, the father was a Ibrahim. So there is no deal of kibbutz av. So the tourist says, don't you see from that Gemara against the Ramah? And whenever the father is there, he's a Maisa Amcha, so there's no mitzvah kibbutz aviyim. Where did the Rambam get his idea that there is a din of Kibud Av V'Aim even if the Aviv Yim are Rishon? So the Sameach says he's here from this Gemara. What's the whole din of Ben Sorer Gemara? It's the Pageya in the Kibud Av. The Rambam has one section in the Yadach HaZaka that's called Hilchas Mamre, that you have to have respect for the Bez Nagorol, you have to have Kibud Av V'Aim, you have to have respect for authority, civil authority. Respect for the Rabban Shalom Hashdeta, we're talking about human beings, you have to have respect for human beings. So that's Hilchas Mamre. So he writes there all the dinim of Kibud Av V'Aim, and he writes there all the dinim of Ben Saramar. So if the din would be that there's no mitzvah Kibud Av V'Aim if the parents are Enois and Maisa Amchos, what does the Gemara say? What's the problem? The father and the mother are a brother and a sister, and they're living B'Yisr, and they continue to live B'Yisr to the Balei Aveira. Chayv Kares, a father and a daughter. And they have a child who's a grandson, who's a mamzer. So what do you mean? The father and the mother, the father's the father and mother, the mother's a din of Ben Sarma. How can it be? But the Nochi, the mom's a grandson of the son, doesn't have a din of Kibud Av to these parents, right? So what does the Gemara say? Such a double portion that there is a din of Ben Sarma.
30 years ago, they could have done
tshuva. Unless he said that they did tshuva. Okay. But the Gemara didn't say that. So he says that from the superficial reading of the Gemara, he gets the impression, what's the problem? They're parents. The parents are parents, even though everything was Baveri, even though it's an Issa Kares, even though they're still living with each other, the Issar, there's still a Binim and Samar. So he says, perhaps the Rambam got his mokra from this Gemara, that even though the parents are Baveri, there still is a din of Ben Saramar. The Torah can easily answer, no, that was 13 years ago, they did Shuvah. Holy Mamzer, the Gemara said, Holy Mamzer, the Mubis, the Yichos, Liskan, the Tshuva is not accepted. So maybe he was buying it. Maybe he was buying it. Lachat Chila. Yeah. But, there's the Shaila. How are you supposed to read this Gemara? It means that he's still a Rosh Hashanah. Then the Gemara quotes the different Tanoim. One Tanoim says that Bemsarimar Lahoy Velasid Lios, why is it written Rosh Mikabaska? The next Tanoim says that Irani Dachas Lahoy Velasid Lios, why is it written Rosh Mikabaska? What leads him, what prompts him to say Irani Dachas is such a far-fetched thing, it's never going to happen? So the Gemara says, because the Tanoim of Lazer is of the opinion, if you have one mezuzah in the whole, how is it possible a city in Eretz Yisrael doesn't have one mezuzah? Huh? You can have it today. The Tanoim couldn't have such an imagination. So the Gemara says, how can it be a city that doesn't even have one mezuzah? If it's one mezuzah, so you're not allowed to burn the mezuzah, because it says, "Vibartim Hashemam and Amakom Ha'ud Asasim Kein Hashem Alakeich." You have to destroy all of the Zoras, but you're not allowed to destroy a mezuzah. Asasim Kein Hashem Alakeich. And the pasuk says, "You burn down the whole city." And if you have one mezuzah, you can't burn down that mezuzah, so there's no din of irani dachas. You don't burn down anything. Whoever's chayv misa because of avodah zarah, you give him the onish misa. You give him skila, but you don't give the whole fancy din of irani dachas, you don't give. So that's one tana. The tana Rav Lezer is the one who says that irani dachas lahoy v'lasid liyos. And why is it written grosh v'kabalschak? Because he says even one mezuzah is matzal on those lady, he figures that that'll never happen. And then there's another brisa that says that Abayis HaMenuga is also Lahoya V'Lahosid Lios, why is it in Rosh V'Kal V'Schar? What prompts the Tana to say that Abayis HaMenuga never was and never will be? So the Gemara says, because according to Rav Loza, Rav Shimon, you only have a din of Abayis HaMenuga if it's such a big Negat Saras in the corner of the wall, it's too a gris on one wall and a gris on the other wall next to each other in the corner, so far fetched, how can it be? So he says that it cannot be. Never was, never will be. And in each instance, there was an eyewitness report that it was. I was there and there was in the cemetery, there was a Ben Sarim Marber, and there was an Irani Dachas, and he says that there was such a thing as a Bais HaMenuga. Sure. So that's a question. Was there or was there not? No, it's a famous game. Today said in Parashas Be'era, the pasuk keeps on saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing all these nisim in the floors, breaking all of Teva. And anyone who would witness this would certainly be convinced that only the Rabban Shalom in heaven above is controlling the whole world. He can do nisim in the floors. And nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a nes betreff nes. He gives human beings the opportunity to deny the existence of God. This mamash anes betech nes. He makes a nes, then he changes teva, and then he makes a nes in the middle. In tech anes, he gives power the ability to deny that the Ribbono Shel Olam is ruling the world. That's how the pasuk is bani hichvati asli boy. Some of the mafarshim are saying not that Ribbono Shel Olam suspended his bechira chavshis and he didn't allow. That's how the Rambam speaks about many asav shuga, that the Ribbono Shel Olam suspended his bechira chavshis. But other mafarshim say it doesn't mean like that. Beis Halevi has a whole famous aliyah. It doesn't mean like that. He says that it just means that, even though it's so convincing, all the other people would certainly be convinced that there is a God in heaven above who controls the whole world. No, he gave him more strength and more room so that he should even be able to deny the Metzius Hashem even under such circumstances. That's what the Baruch Shalom wants, that we should all have Chiruch Hapshit. But when there are extreme cases like that, so people usually are not going to choose to have Chiruch Hapshit to deny Metzias Hashem, it's so boiling. But the Nes of the year was a Nes B'Torah Hanes, that he had the ability to deny even under such circumstances.
Ashkar, next week, can you do that stuff with the Malkus and the Ben Zor and Lore, if it's part of a Yisroel, so...
The next question.
Yeah, the next question. Yeah, the next question. Yeah, the next question. Yeah, the next question. Yeah, the next question. Yeah, the next question. Yeah, the next question. Yeah, the next question. Yeah, the next question. Yeah, the next question. Yeah, the next question. Yeah, the next question. Yeah, the next question. Yeah, the next question. Yeah, the next question. Yeah, the next question. Yeah, the next question. Yeah, the next question. Yeah, the next question. Yeah, the next question. Yeah, the next question. Yeah, the next question. Yeah, the next question. Yeah, the next question. Yeah, the next question. Yeah, the next question. Yeah, the next question. Yeah, the next question. Yeah, the next question. Yeah, the next question. Yeah, the next question. Yeah, the next question. Yeah, the next question. Yeah, the next question. Yeah, the next question. Yeah, the next question. Yeah, the next question. Yeah, the next question. Yeah, the next question. Yeah, the next question. Yeah, the next question. they throw the drum. By Lavshav Acholos, you touched on it in the last parak on Samach Gimel, when they did Lavshav Acholos, Lasoch Lachadam, for Ben Sarah Amore. So within Ramah says, because Yerushalmi, it may be because of Avsignal.
It is Malkus.
Yeah. And then so that they go wild. So do you apply then coming with Rabbeinu? I started today on it.
Do you apply coming
with Rabbeinu by Ben Sarah Amore?
Can you come with
Rabbeinu?
What
was it? How would it work?
It is not right to pay back your money.
Israel, Lord. Lord, in the name of the Lord, 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 the L